And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
In just a moment, I have a legendary actor and wilderness activist who is going to invite you to celebrate a 40th birthday party that will be going on all this year. It's the celebration of America's wilderness system. When you come back, your invitation will be waiting as we head into the wonders of the wilderness on this special tribute to Wilderness at 40. Who is this legend? He'll be here when we return to the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Well, I do want to welcome you to the Wild Side News here, and this is a really amazing show. This is going to be a high-caliber, celebrity-studded venture into Wilderness at 40. This is a special wilderness celebration show, and we're going to have some amazing guests, as well as a major announcement by someone very soon here, and then we'll talk about that more. But this is going to be an immersion into wilderness. Wilderness is 40 years old. It's an American concept, and it's probably one of the most valuable legacies that we have to the American spirit. We're going to go into lots of aspects about that. One of the things I'm going to focus on here on the Wild Side News is what I like to refer to as the nature industry. Now, that sort of has an unusual sound to it, but I think it's important for us to really understand that probably the biggest industry in the world is actually nature-related. I mean, let's take a look at some of the elements of that nature industry. Think of the economics that are involved in some of the following: the state and federal lands, our parks, our forests, our rivers, the seashores, think of the people who work in these and who go there, wildlife management areas, hunting, fishing, boating, hiking, biking, birding, kayaking, horseback, riders, photographers, artists, publishers, field guides, tourism, biology, natural products, forestry. You know, it's an amazing economic reality. And I'm going to open the show today with a tribute to someone who also understands the significance of the nature industry, and that is Governor Schwarzenegger. Because he did something this week that I find just exciting. You know, every state has a commemorative quarter, and the governor has a selection is involved in the selection process of that, and I'd invite you all to go to the Wild Side News website and go to our April 1st show, because if you do, on segment one, you'll notice actually an image of that quarter, and it's exciting. The choice was, it's a wonderful picture, it actually has Yosemite in the picture, and a condor, and John Muir, and It's a real tribute to nature. The governor actually put his stamp on this design, had a lot to do with it, and he actually said that he wanted to do this to celebrate the reality and power of nature as it relates to California. Now, one of the artists who was Mr. Burke, let's see if I can find his name here. It's a slip by. Anyways, it's Mr. Burke actually said it's all about John Muir and nature and the generations of Californians who experience lifelong memories in Yosemite. It's really amazing. So do take a look at that. Also, I just wanted to mention that Schwarzenegger's wife, Maria Shriver, and of course we know who she is, she dubbed this coin the People's Quarter. So you see, they're making my point that here we have on our coin itself a tribute to nature and a wonderful means of reinforcing this concept that nature is a major industry. And those of us who actually are part of this, whether we use it, visit nature for recreation or for our enjoyment, are part of that. Well, the theme today is wilderness, and we're going to have a major announcement. And it does seem as if nature is dominating the news in Hollywood, for example, with Mr. Schwarzenegger, because there's another Hollywood legend who made the following statement Tuesday at a conference press call. I was there, and here is what he said, which is a perfect kickoff to today's show.
Hello, everyone. We're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, and I start with what is it? What it is really kind of takes an arrow back to Senator Mathias and what he did. He established a bipartisan effort to create a vision that would really preserve sections of land that are so powerful, and that we have for years and years and years been using them kind of like slogans for how we identify the best of ourselves. And the beauty and the power of our natural places has always held a kind of symbolic place for Americans. So we should be protecting these areas for future generations to preserve something that really does bind us together. What that something is a love of our country's incomparable public land. What we do preserve as much as what we develop is going to define us as a people and really basically as a society in perpetuity. What you're really talking about is not just some scenic photograph. You're talking about a kind of multiple use that protects clean air and clean water and wildlife habitats, scenic vistas, natural laboratories for science and education, and huge opportunities for diverse forms of outdoor recreation. You put all those things together, and you're talking about a value system that is for the American people that really should be beyond politics. I do believe, by the way, that certain issues should be above or beyond politics. And I think that Senator Mathias, by reaching across, recognized something, and I think we want to honor that vision. If we don't honor this with what's going on, then I'm afraid that I don't want my children or theirs to learn about these powerful, beautiful places that, you know, that are so much about our human and national pride. I don't want them to learn about it through film and old photographs. I just honestly believe, considering how, when you put it on the grand scale of what's there and what we're talking about, it's so small, and you're talking about such a small portion of the land to be put aside for public use. That's all the people, not just a couple of people, all the people, and their children and theirs. We don't have to do something with everything. You know, I just don't think there's anything wrong with leaving a couple of areas just the way they are and maintain their value. I honestly believe that this country is far more concerned about its environment than we may know, and I think if there was a poll taken about how the public itself felt about these places being left alone, I think you'd find it's surprisingly powerful and positive.
That was Robert Redford, and he was actually speaking at a news conference about an event that we're going to really talk about later on, which is the Americans for Wilderness Forever, American, that is planning a whole series of amazing events this year. Part of the kickoff of this celebration, and there will be a lot of events going on, is going to be an event that's happening in Seattle, Washington. And my first guest is Fatima Oswald, who is working on preparing and organizing the 2004 Northwest Wilderness Conference in Seattle. That's April 23rd and 24th. Fatima, welcome to the Wild Side News. I would love it if you could give us a background on sort of what the conference is and give us some details about when it is and where it is, and let's get started talking about this amazing event.
Sure, Sydney, I'd love to. First of all, thanks for having me on the show today. This is wonderful. And
well,
thanks for doing the show on wilderness.
Thanks for being here.
Sure. The Wilderness Conference will celebrate the 40th anniversary of the National Wilderness Act, as well as the 20th anniversary of the Washington and Oregon State Wilderness Acts. As you said, it'll be later on this month, April 23rd and 24th, in Seattle, Washington. It'll be at the Mountaineers, which is in Lower Queen Anne in Seattle. And to learn a little bit more about it, the best thing for folks to do is to go to our website, which is www.2004wilderness.org. And overall, the conference hopes to increase public support for the expansion of the current wilderness system and for improved protection of the existing wilderness areas. We hope to go over the accomplishments and the lessons learned from the past 40 years and also to dive into the future and what we can expect for future wilderness areas and legislation within our country. We're hoping to discuss the many benefits of wilderness for people overall. I think it'll be a really, really nice celebration.
Well, for sure it will be. You have an incredible dais of speakers that are scheduled. Can you give us some highlights of some of the people that will be speaking and some of their topics?
Sure, I would love to. As you had mentioned, it's a two-day conference. The first day on Friday, we're going to try to focus in on giving folks an introduction to what wilderness is and to talk about the threats. We'll also dive a little bit into the opportunities for wilderness, but mainly the second day of the conference will focus in on the opportunities and the values of wilderness. So the first day of the conference, we'll open it up with Doug Scott, who's the policy director for the Campaign for America's Wilderness.
And just as an aside, Doug Scott is going to be joining us in the next segment.
Right. And so I will let him dive a little further into that, but he will give the conference attendees an introduction to wilderness overall, which I think will really be beneficial. The first keynote that we'll have on the first day of the conference will be Chris Morgenroth, and he is with the Quileute Tribe out of La Push, Washington. He's an educator and a tribal historian, and I think it'll just be fabulous to have him open up the conference for us. On the second day, our keynote speaker will be Elizabeth First. She's the former Oregon Congresswoman from 1993 to 1999, and her three terms that she served with the House of Representatives, she was a leading voice for the environment overall in the Pacific Northwest. So we're really excited to hear her speech as well as the keynote on the second day of the conference. And our final banquet speaker will be the president of the Wilderness Society, Bill Meadows. Bill is a national leader in public land conservation and wilderness protection. He's worked diligently on national efforts to protect the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, the Rocky Mountain Front, the Northern Forests, and the Southern Appalachians. He continues to provide leadership on wilderness campaigns in all states, and we're really excited to have Bill.
That's exciting. By the way, for people who are listening on the Internet, which is the way this happens, again, on the April 1st show page, you'll notice that there is a link to the 2004 Northwest Wilderness Conference, and if you go there, you can find out a lot of information about speakers and registration and the location. Now, this event is open to the public, am I right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And so you're hoping that you can get quite a variety of people just kind of showing up, but there is a cost, I think.
There is a cost. The conference registration fee for both days is $65. That does not include meals. You're also... You can purchase the different meals that will be served on the different days as you wish to have them. The reduced income fee for both days of the conference is $45, and we also have a student rate of $25.
That's excellent. I mean, that's a bargain. Where in the world can you go and hear and be involved in this caliber of event for such a price, and for $140-some bucks you get your meals as well for 2 days? That's just extraordinary. Well, let's say that someone somehow can manage to get to Seattle April 23rd and 24th. They'd like to register. What would be the best means to contact you and have them register?
The best way to register for the conference is to go to our website, which again is www.2004wilderness.org, and you can either print out a registration form and mail it in with your check, or you can register right over the Internet with your credit card. That's probably the best way to do it. If you're interested in talking to either myself or someone else a little bit further about the conference, feel free to give me a call at 206-284-6310. Or you can also call Donna Osterwood, who is also helping to put on the conference, at 206-354-3933.
You know, you're involved with the Mountaineers. Why don't you talk a little bit? We've got about a minute and a half left about the Mountaineers. I think people might like to know how you spend the rest of your time.
Oh, sure. I'm the public policy assistant with the Mountaineers, and we're an outdoor recreation and conservation club in Washington State. We've got 13,000 members, and we have 7 branches, mainly in western Washington, 1 branch over on the east side. We do all sorts of outdoor activities, everything from hiking, biking, kayaking, climbing, just you name it, we have groups that go out and do it. And in order to sort of really, you know, since we have such a large impact on the environment, we also really try to give a lot towards conservation efforts and recreation access efforts. And so we have volunteer conservation committees and recreation access committees. And these are the main committees that I work with. I help to organize them and to sort of motivate them and just really have a strong showing for environmental and conservation efforts for the Mountaineers, since we do have such an impact on the wilderness system and, you know, the wild systems overall in the state.
Well, Fatima, thank you so much for talking. Do visit the website at www.2004wilderness.org. This is Sidney Wildsmith. You're listening to the Wildside News Show, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back shortly.